Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we have a great show for you today.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Welcome. Today we have a very sweet lesson for you. Today's topic is mystery.
And the title of our lesson is The Candy Thief. The Candy Thief. So today we have our mystery, and there is a thief. Oh no, not a thief. Wait, can you help us understand what a thief is?
Sure, Peter. A thief takes things from other people. They steal things.
Oh, that's not good at all. What do you think this thief will take today?
I think they will take some candy.
Candy? Really? Who takes it? Whose candy was it? Why are they stealing candy?
Well, I don't know the answers to your questions, but we will find out today. And I know who can help us solve this mystery.
Oh, who is that?
Mr. E.
Oh, Mr. E. He is a detective. He solves mysteries and he is very good at his job.
Yes, he is. For today's mysteries, our friends out there should pay close attention to the story. All right, let's get started. Let's hear from Jack for our keywords.
Hello, 今天又到了伊先生办案的时间了。伊先生要到 Miss White 家去查案的路上，看到一个男孩穿着棒球制服，他边走边抛着球玩。制服是 uniform。The boy is wearing a baseball uniform. 这个男孩边走边喊着20号大圣全垒打英雄。大声喊叫的动词是 shout. He was walking and shouting. 虽然他喊的是20号，可是伊先生却看到他的制服背后只有一个2号而已。进了 Miss White 的家之后，他说有小偷进来，但是什么都没拿，只拿了一些糖果。He took some candy. 糖果就是 candy, 它是不可数名词。Miss White 猜想小偷可能是丢石头打破玻璃之后进来的。Maybe he threw a rock to break the window. 丢石头这个动作就是 throw, 它的过去式是 threw. 伊先生到处查看，最后在地上看到 zero 这个号码牌。It's the number zero.数字零就是 zero。 这下子伊先生已经心里有数了，他对他的 Miss White 说，看样子小偷留下了一样他自己的东西。 He left something of his own。 句尾的 own 可以当名词，指自己的东西，所以你是不是也猜到小偷是谁了呢？
I am waiting outside Miss White's home. A boy runs past me. He is tossing a baseball into the air and catching it. He is wearing a baseball uniform. He shouts,
Number 20 wins again. I am the home run hero.
I see the back of his uniform. It only has a 2 on it.Miss White comes to the door and lets me in.
A woman named Miss White is having a problem, and Mr. E is at her home. He is waiting outside. Marie, can you tell us quickly what the difference is between Miss and Mrs.?
Sure. Miss is someone who is not married. Miss White is not married.But if she becomes married, she becomes a Mrs. White.
Oh, thank you. So when Mr. E is outside Miss White's home, he sees a boy. He is tossing a ball.
Hey, maybe our friends know about throwing a ball. But what about tossing a ball?
Yeah, you can throw a ball to another person. But tossing...is with a little less purpose, I guess. So, what is this boy wearing?
He is wearing a uniform, a baseball uniform. When you are on a sports team, you wear clothes for the game. Your whole team wears the same clothes. This is called a uniform.
Maybe you have a school uniform. What does it look like? Can you describe it to a friend?
So the boy runs past Mr. E. Let's go to Jack to learn more about this.
有一个男孩与E先生擦肩而过。E先生说 ,A boy runs past me. 我们今天来学一下单字 past。这个字很短，也很常看到。Run past me 就是跑过我的身边。Past 在这里是介系词，经过、超过的意思。你可以说 ,I drove past your house this morning. 我今天早上开车经过你家。如果公车过站不停 ,The bus drove past the stop. 另外 past 也还可以当名词和形容词。当形容词可以用来描述事情是已经过去的，而当名词的话指的就是往事，过去的事。所以你可以说 The past is past， 表示过去的事已经过去了，有意思吧？ Past 可以当介系词、名词和形容词用哦。
Thanks, Jack. So when this boy runs past Mr. E, he is shouting something. Do you remember what he shouts?
I do remember. He shouts, Number 20 wins the game. I am the home run hero.
That's right. I guess he is talking about himself. He calls himself Number 20. And he calls himself the home run hero.
When you are hitting in baseball, you want to hit a home run. And a hero saves people. Wow, maybe he wants to win the game for his whole baseball team.
That's great. Well, let's find out what happens and learn more about this mystery. Okay, friends, let's watch.
Thank you for coming. Please come in,
she says.
A thief broke my window. But he didn't take anything valuable.
Did they take anything at all?
I ask.
He took some candy. It was next to the broken window.
Were you home when this happened?
I ask her.
Yes, I heard a loud noise. Maybe he threw a rock to break the window,
she says.
Miss White comes to the door and lets Mr. E in. She says, thank you for coming. Please come in. Now that's a very polite thing to say to a guest that comes to your house.
So what is her problem? A thief broke her window.
That's terrible.
But he didn't take anything valuable.
So what kind of thief is that?
Well, maybe this thief didn't take anything valuable, but the thief did take something.
What did the thief take?
He took some candy. It was next to the broken window. Now, before we talk more about this, let's visit Rebecca. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. It's that time of day when we get to learn a new grammar point. Are you ready? Okay. If you want to say that something is next to something else, you can use this grammar point. Something was next to the something. For example, it was next to the door, or it was next to the wet dog. Ready? Then go on and use it!
Thanks, Rebecca. So this is a very easy grammar point that you can practice at home. Just think of a subject and a place or a thing in your home. Marie, try making a sentence using the word dog and door.
Okay, let's see. The dog was next to the door.
Great. Thank you for practicing and thank you for coming.
Peter, why are you thanking me for coming? Are you going somewhere?
Yes, I said thank you for coming because it's time for today's calendar phrase.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming. 谢谢你来。
That was a great party.
Thank you for coming.
It was so much fun.
Thank you for coming.
I had a wonderful time.
Thank you for coming.
Well, it's getting late. Good night.
Good night. Whew, thank you for going. Finally.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming. 谢谢你来。
Thank you for coming. Or should I say, thanks for watching our fun calendar phrase.
Well, Miss White was home when the thief came. What happened?
Well, she heard a loud noise. Maybe the thief threw a rock to break the window.
That's a good thought. Well, I guess Mr. E will have to look for that rock. But we'll find out after we take a short break.
Yes, we will. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. I have a question for you. Did you ever break a window?
Me? Break a window? Never. But my brother has broken a window. He likes to play baseball. I think he's broken about 2 of our neighbor's windows.
Oh, that's not good. Well, I've done the same thing. Baseball seems to break windows. Well, we have one last part of our mystery today. We can watch it together.
I look around, but there is no rock. So I look outside. I find something, but it's not a rock. It is the number 0.
Something broke your window, Miss White, but it wasn't a rock,
I say.
And the thief left something of his own.
What do you mean, Mr. E? Do you know who it was?
She asks.
I do. The home run hero lost his 0.
I say.
So Miss White heard a loud noise. Maybe the thief threw a rock to break the window.
Yeah, and Mr. E looks around her home. Hey, maybe he can find the rock. But he doesn't find anything. Maybe he can find something outside.
So Mr. E looks outside, and he finds something. But it's not a rock. Well, maybe there are some rocks because he is outside. But he finds something important.
Oh, so what does he find? Will it help us find who it was?
He finds a 0.
Oh, a 0. Oh, great. But what does that mean?
Well, it means, I don't know. Do you know what it means? I need some time to think. Oh, I know. Let's go to Jack. Then we can talk some more about this 0.
难道伊先生已经知道小偷是谁了吗？ Miss White 问他， Do you know who it was? 这里的 it 是指 the thief， 所以他其实是在问 Do you know who the thief was? 我们要来看一下这个问句咯。首先后面的 who the thief was 是一个名词子句，做 know 的受词，指的就是你知道的内容。我们用到这个句型的时候，常常会写成 Who was the thief? 我们要来分辨一下这两种说法，不可用错哦。首先 Who was the thief? 是疑问句，要把动词调到前面，像是 Who are they? Who was that girl? Who are you talking about? 而今天的句子 Do you know who the thief was? 这里的 who the thief was 不是一个疑问句，它是一个名词子句，所以 be 动词不必换位置。你可以说 I don't know who he is. I want to know what that is. Can you tell me where the mall is? 你也练习一下吧，熟悉了就不会出错咯。
Friends, do you know who the thief was? I think I need some help. Let's review what Mr. E says.
He says, something broke your window, Mrs. White, but it wasn't a rock. How does he know that?
Well, let's take a look at the next thing he says. The thief left something of his own. So, what did he leave? The zero?
Oh, I know who it was.
Who? Who?
Remember at the beginning, the boy, he is number 20, but the back of his shirt only has a 2. He is not number 2, he is number 20, 20. The home run hero lost his zero.
Oh, that's right. Now I understand. And he was the one that stole the candy. It was the little boy.
Good job, Mr. E. Well, friends, now it's your turn to practice the keywords from today.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Uniform. Uniform. Their soccer team has nice uniforms.
Shout. Shout. Stop shouting. I can hear you.
Candy. Candy. This candy is too sweet.
Throw. Throw. She threw the ball to me.
Zero. Zero. We won the baseball game 6-0.
Own. Own. One day, I want a car of my own. Okay, friends, make sure to practice at home. And now, let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
I am waiting outside Miss White's home. A boy runs past me. He is tossing a baseball into the air and catching it. He is wearing a baseball uniform. He shouts,
Number 20 wins again. I am the home run hero.
I see the back of his uniform. It only has a 2 on it. Miss White comes to the door and lets me in.
Thank you for coming. Please come in,
she says.
A thief broke my window, but he didn't take anything valuable.
Did they take anything at all?
I asked.
He took some candy. It was next to the broken window.
Were you home when this happened?
I asked her.
Yes, I heard a loud noise. Maybe he threw a rock to break the window,
she says. I look around, but there is no rock. So I look outside. I find something. But it's not a rock. It is the number 0.
Something broke your window, Miss White. But it wasn't a rock,
I say.
And the thief left something of his own.
What do you mean, Mr. E? Do you know who it was?
She asks.
I do. The home run hero lost his zero.
I say.
Ginger, what happened here?
Nothing happened here, Monkey Man.
But this is your ball.
Oh, yeah.
And this is your bat.
Yeah.
And that window is broken.
Window? What window?
The window over there.
Oh, whoa, I wonder what happened.
Yeah, well, I think I know. You were playing with your bat and ball.
And
you hit the ball.
And
it went really far and broke the window.
But Monkey Man!
And now the window is broken.
Well, you see,
So, what do you have to say?
I can really hit the ball, huh? Yeah!
Ginger.
Good for me! Friends, we hope you enjoyed today's mystery. These mysteries are a great way to pay attention, listen to your English, and see if you can figure things out.
That's right. It's always fun to solve a mystery, and it's even more fun to solve it together.
Well, Mr. E is always here to help, and I hope he catches that boy. He's in a lot of trouble. Well, friends, we will see you again. Make sure to stop by right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.